Okay, we're joined here by Claire Coughlin and John Horgan of Munger St. Paul's. All Ireland final to come, John. Talk to me. What does that mean for you?
It's surreal. It's surreal. But look, it's no more than these girls deserve. Just an incredible bunch. Like it's just a joy to be around them. And you can see there, you know, extra time. This free kick system, whoever came up with that, fair play to them. They must have been having a bad day. But they're never beaten. They can't be beaten. They dig in, they stick at it. But work rate, the bench again, you know, you can see we 30 girls there on the sideline, another 5 or 6 with them. We used a lot of extra bodies today. Yeah, they're just brilliant. It's just brilliant. And for the club, for these girls to be in an All-Ireland final, do you know what, if any bunch deserve it, they deserve it.
Yeah, Claire, you took one of the frees. Now, we won't talk about the result of your free, but talk to me about actually stepping up to that, because it looked like the senior girls decided to go for it. Now, I know a couple of the Strandhill girls were the younger girls, but the senior girls there, you decided we're going to take in these frees and we're going to win this one for Munger.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the girls were great. They just put their hands up and said, look, we're going to go ahead and take it. Like, so there was no ifing and awing or hesitation. We were going in. And look, if you missed it, that was all fine. Do you know what I mean? You just want to get the girls over the line. Look, I know I miss mine, but look, there was no angry people. It was like, just drive on to the next one. And look, we were very lucky. Fiona Morrissey stepped up there under ferocious pressure. And Carl Bateman, Gráinne McKenna. And as John said, it's a 30... player team, like they're the best bunch of girls you could play with. Like,
yeah, you've been around a few rodeos, as they'll say. Yeah, but like you know, you were senior. You've won senior titles, same as a handful of the girls there. I suppose the road back, you know, there's been bumps on that road, losing semi-finals and finals the last few years. But as you said, the bunch there, you've stuck together and you've added and you've added and you've kept going as a group.
Yeah, like there's some of those girls, the likes of Marie Clancy, Anya Ryan, Yvette Moynihan. Like, I've soldiered with them for 10, 12, 13 years with nothing really, Tom. And you drive back every year and you always hope you're going to get there. And I wasn't even going to play intermediate this year, but there was something in that group of players. I just actually kind of knew they were going to do it this year. And like, they were dying on their feet out there trying to win those dirty balls. And even when we went down that goal, we never give up. Like, till the last minute we'll fight. And we were mad to get into this All-Ireland final, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, John, you can see the goal, I think 57, 58 minutes. Like, I was on the commentary there and I thought, there's no way back from here without getting a goal of your own. But you knocked over a couple of frees, and then this lady here beside you decides to take it all into her own hands. And like, you can hear, anyone listening or watching this, you can hear the wind. Judges of perfection and tucked it inside the post.
Yeah, well, that was actually top of my list when you came back to me, because poor old Nan, like, you know, we said on the freeze, kick it like you don't care. So if it goes over, it goes over. If it doesn't, it doesn't. No matter what, brilliant year, brilliant bunch. But the hook kick over the shoulder, probably get about 4 or 5 does every training session. Even when we're not doing the drill, Nan is over kicking balls over her shoulder. So, she obviously had something in mind. Look, especially for Yvette and Nan, because it was very tough on Nan the last match. Yvette scored the winning point and it really got her.
Yeah.
Nan was sure.
I got the clincher.
Yeah. Nan was going to make sure this time I'm getting the name in headlights. Yeah. So yeah, look.
Sincerely now, about that moment, is no one panicked. You played 4 or 5 crosses. We're nearly in the spot where the shot was taken from. 4 or 5 passes across. No one rushed it. The time was up. Like, you know, the players show great poise and experience to work that opening, because they could have just thrown a boot at it and you'd be out. But, you know, they showed that poise they needed.
Well, coaching up along the years, different teams, you're kind of saying, I'd love to get a team that learn how to win, you know how to win. Or I'd like to get a team, you know, you find hard to beat. They're always hanging in there. At this stage now, these girls have both those assets. You know, on the days they have to dig in, they know how to dig in. And then when there's an opportunity, they go and take it. So their habits, the girls said it at the end, we're getting in good habits, girls. These are good habits, and we're getting in the habit of winning. And you know what? It's a nice habit. We like it.
Yeah. Now, Nan, All-Ireland final. Homing up to Christmas. December can often be cold and miserable month. Do you have nothing miserable going training now for the next couple of weeks?
No, I cannot wait to go to training next Tuesday night. I mean, I don't even want to stop this. It's just great having it every week and just driving on now to an All-Ireland final. We've nothing to lose. We're going to drive, put everything into it now, Tom, and hopefully we can do the business.
Yeah, and you're obviously encouraging everyone, Limerick and obviously Mungo St. Paul's, to get out now and support these girls, because they've given everyone that's come along so far, they've given them a fair exhibition of sport and entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I suppose you hit a podcast there a few weeks ago about the one club. The support we're getting from the club, you know, Donald's there, all the support is there, the two buses up, like just incredible support, and we're very privileged to be representing the area we're from, and the club itself, Mungo, we're doing great work off the field. It's a real community now, you know, and to be headlining it this year, this winter, you know, it's a real privilege, and I can't wait to have three cups on the dinner table with the turkey. I think that'll make the Christmas dinner taste that little bit better.
Yeah, well, hopefully. We'll see you now next couple of weeks. Thanks, lads.
Thanks.